With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a senior Hezbollah figure has been killed in an Israeli drone attack. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli airstrike killed the elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon on Monday, the latest in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that's raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. The strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border, according to a Lebanese security official who spoke on condition of anonymity, according to regulations. Hezbollah has identified the slain figure as Wissam al-Tawil without providing details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More bad weather's on the way across parts of the nation after weekend winter storms brought heavy snow and freezing rain to both coasts. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The sound of heavy wind and rain hitting Key West, where there's some flooding. Just one place affected by the storms moving in, says National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
There's winter storm watches and blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings out from the southern high plains up towards the upper Mississippi Valley and also in the cross parts of the northeast. At the same time, we anticipate the storm's going to have a lot of rain effects with it, flash flooding potential.
And he says there could be 8 to 12 inches of snow. Over the weekend, snow in Sierra Nevada shut down a stretch of the interstate and knocked out power. I'm Julie Walker.
Senate negotiators were trying to close on a bipartisan border security proposal this week that could unlock Senate Republican support for Ukraine aid. But as Congress returns, House conservatives are trying to interject their own border security legislation, which they say will pass the House. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 216 points, the NASDAQ rose 319, the S&P advanced 66. This is SRN News. Abortion may be on the Florida ballot this fall.
A group that calls itself Floridians Protecting Freedom says it has gathered enough signatures to put an abortion amendment before the people in November. The measure seeks to enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution, putting it beyond the reach of lawmakers to limit the procedure. However, it's going to be a heavy lift. Florida law requires a 60% majority vote for any referendum to pass, and polls indicate a majority of residents are pro-life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's been courting social conservatives and evangelical Christians in Iowa, and that's expected to pay dividends in the looming caucuses. Evangelicals are seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they've become a key part of Mr. Trump's coalition. The former president has been emphasizing his endorsements from faith leaders and success in seating three Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board says a door plug from a Boeing jetliner that experienced an in-flight blowout over Oregon has been located. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26 by 40 inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the walls, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot who had been in the cockpit with a closed door. I'm Donna Warder.
A process for inspecting other similar Boeing planes was approved to avoid a repeat of the scare on Alaska Airlines. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.